So I want to thank you all, first of all, for allowing me into your lives in such a great manner. Unfortunately, David's gone, so we weren't able to live stream today. Your pastor, Bishop Gabriel, said we're supposed to do it at 10 o'clock. That was 3 o'clock p.m. Canada, and I've been waiting ever since. So I've been waiting for 3.5 hours. So anyhow, that's okay. Those things happen. Yeah. Okay, so let me do a little introduction here for the video concerning this Operation Outreach in Busia, Kenya, Africa. So let me keep speaking here, okay, a little bit. All right? So first of all, I just want to make for the video and also for the people there, but obviously you know this, Busia, Kenya is located in Busia County, which is approximately 280 miles from Nairobi, the capital of Kenya. And to my great surprise, Bishop Gabriel, you never told me that there's a Busia in Uganda right next door to you. I didn't know that. I found that out today. I know. But there is a city, there's a place called Busia in Uganda.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that. I found that out today when I was researching to get ready for this video. So anyhow, I want to thank you all. This is, we're doing this with Jesus Reigns Forever Ministries. Obviously, you guys know that. But don't forget, I'm making a video too here. And we're also making a Skype. And so what we're going to be touching on today is we're going to be doing a review of some of the things that I taught a couple weeks ago through Messenger, a video call with Gabriel, and once in the church and once in his home. So we're just doing a review today, and what we'll do, if Bishop Gabriel wants to do that next Friday or the next Friday after that, we can continue to do a teaching on this vital topic, which is basically on prayer, asking, the subject of faith, sonship, and the will of God. So you want to interpret all that? Okay, we are doing a review. A review. You know what a review is? We're going back to some of the things that I taught 2 weeks ago on Messenger with a group of people in Gabriel's home, Bishop Gabriel's home, and in the church. We're doing a review of that. So we'll be touching on the subject of prayer. 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 Asking. The Bible says ask. We'll be teaching on asking. Yeah. We'll also be teaching on faith. Faith. Also, we'll be touching on the subject of sonship, being sons of God. And lastly, and maybe most importantly, the will of God. Praying and asking and believing according to the will of God. All right, so let's get started here. My first reference, my key references, my key verses we'll be touching on first is concerning what the Bible, what the New Testament says about the will of God. All right, the first verse that we're going to be looking at today is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, the Gospel of John, chapter 5. So please turn to your Bibles right now to that chapter, chapter 5. Okay, can I get started? Verse 19, Jesus said this. Then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, or whatever the Father does, the Son also does in like manner. Verse 20. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. Verse 30. Okay, let me read it out in English for the video. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. Okay, so let's move on to Colossians, the epistle to the Colossians. Chapter 1. Verses 9 and 10. 9 and 10. Let me read it in English first. Verse 9. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will, God's will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Go ahead, verse 9. Okay, next time let me read it in English first, okay? So that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Okay, that's verse 10. Let's move on to the epistle to the Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 11. Let me read it first. Let me read it in English. In Him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him, God, who works all things according to the counsel of His will. Okay, now we stay in Ephesians again. Ephesians, but chapter 2. Chapter 2. Verse 10. And let me read it. Let me read it in English. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand according to His will, that we should walk in those good works. Okay, so let me make a couple comments on these verses before I move on to the next verses. So the first thing I want to share today, that from what we just read, is that we must know for ourselves as individuals, but also as a corporate body like you guys are, you must know for yourselves the will and the mind of God regarding anything you need to ask Him for. Knowing the will of God, it's an imperative. It's very, very, very critical and important that you know the will of God before you pray or before you ask. Because that's what Paul said in Colossians 1:9, we just read it. He says, be filled with the knowledge of God's will. Not with the knowledge of man's will, but filled with the knowledge of God's will. Okay? My next comment is you need to realize is the word will. The word will is synonymous. It means the same thing. Hold on. It means the same thing as to want something or to desire something. Want or desire is to will something. Therefore, many times, what we want, what we desire, what we will, may not be what God wants, what God wills, what God desires for us. We need to get specific. Specific. When it comes to prayer, we must be specific when we come to ask. If you've got wills, if you've got desires, you need to bring your desires to God. You bring your desires to God, but you must allow God to direct you. You must allow God to answer according to His will. So when I go to ask God, my Father, for something, I write it down. I write it down. I write it down, and then I present it to Him, and I want to make sure that I'm in asking according to His will. And if I'm not, He will correct me. He will correct me. Okay.
I'm not having a vision.
Remember something. When you're praying not only to God, but you're praying to your Heavenly Father, to your Father. So when you're praying, you're in prayer, you must come in a relationship with your Father, as you would relate to your earthly father, as a child would ask his earthly father or their earthly father. There's a relationship. It's called intimacy. Intimacy. You know, the word know, to say I know God, in the Greek, it's the same word that he used for intimacy between a man and a woman, sexual intimacy of a man and a woman in the context of matrimony. It means intimacy, very close, closeness, love. It's a relationship. It's a strong relationship. A relationship that is based upon love. Okay, the next point is this. When you're asking for something, asking, the Greek word carries the idea of demanding. You're demanding of something. Asking is demanding. Because when you're asking in the name of Jesus, you are asking or demanding something that already belongs to you in Christ. Everything that God will ever give you as one of his children is based upon the finished work of the cross and also going back into the Garden of Eden. Everything that belongs to us in Christ, all of our needs, big and small, is founded, foundational, back to the cross, the finished work of the cross, and back into the Garden of Eden before the fall of man. Because according to God, we no longer have any needs in Christ. Because God has met all of our needs in Christ Jesus at the cross and back in the garden. All of our needs are met positionally. Okay, last comment before I move on to the next verses. I want all of my prayers to be answered. All of them. God expects to answer all of our prayers if we will pray and ask according to His will. What's the point of praying if I don't have my prayers answered? What's the point? It's a waste of time. Okay, let's move on. This is the last section of the teaching for today. And then we'll do another part next time. So let's move on. Let's go to 1 John. 1 John, the little John. Chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. Okay, let me read the first verse. Let me read verse 14 in English. Now this... Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Verse 15, next verse. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask according to His will, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of Him according to His will. Okay, let's move on to the Epistle of James. Epistle of James. Chapter 4. 4. Verse 2 and verse 3. 2 and 3. Okay, so let me read verse 2. You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. Verse 3. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss. You ask amiss, meaning you are asking for something that is not according to His will, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Last verses for today. The Gospel of John. The Gospel of John.
Johanna.
Chapter 15. 15. Verse 16. Let me read it in English. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask, or whatever you demand in the Greek, the Father in my name or in my place, He may give you. So, from all the verses we just read just today, just this short little time today, we found out that we must ask, we must demand according to the will of God. Very important. So this means that we will need to take some time, every day, take some time to spend time with our Father. What we need to do is we need to find out what the Bible says about praying, and not what man says about praying. We need to go to the Word, go to those verses that I gave you today. Go to those verses and start meditating those verses. Start renewing your mind with these verses. These verses that I just read today, they were inspired by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wrote these verses through men. So this is why I will teach next time we do another session like this, I will teach on the necessity of renewing the mind to what the Bible says about prayer. It's very important. God does not change, nor does His Word change. He will never change when it comes to prayer. He will never change. His Word will never change. So we must allow His Word to change us concerning prayer.